Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to be entertained by the sweetest talent in internet radio? And now, here she is, Brown Sugar!
What's up, everybody? This is Brown Sugar tonight. Hey, I want to welcome you to the show. I want to say thank you so much. We are having a few technical difficulties, but definitely bear with us tonight because tonight is a great show, and we are going to talk about an awesome, awesome topic that is very controversial. But before we go any further, I'd like to introduce my guest co-host for tonight, Sound Off Now. Sound Off, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio.
Hey, thanks a lot. Hello, everybody. I'm not in the chat room as we speak. I'll be there shortly. Congratulations, Brown Sugar, on your show being featured tonight. I saw that today. I saw your bright, shiny mug all throughout the day on the homepage.
Okay, thank you. I you know what's funny? I thank the Lord because he's really blessing my show. Many of you know Brown Sugar Radio. We were, we still are. We're a top show on Blog Talk Radio, but we were regularly featured, you know, for every show that we did. And when I took a break, that's when we had, you know, kind of not had that opportunity to be featured all the time. And so Blog Talk probably didn't know what was going on. They probably was like, where is Sugar at? She ain't did no show in months. But I'm back. I'm here. So I just want to say thank you, Blog Talk, for showing Brown Sugar Radio some love. We are back with a vengeance, and we're going to make sure that we keep the shows popping and that we do it Brown Sugar style. So I just want to say that, Sound, you know, every time when I call you to be here for me, you come through, and I just want to say thank you so much for coming through because you also have your own show, and I'm going to let you plug that before we get into our topic. Sound Off is doing two different things. Go ahead. I want you to plug your regular show and then the new project that you just designed with all of the top shows on Blog Talk.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. The first show, it's sort of two shows in one. We do Sound Off Now, which is every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we also have Club SON, which is Friday nights, kind of like a virtual club theme type show where we just mix it up with the music live from the switchboard, and it's all about the chat. And the second endeavor that you were speaking about, Empowerment Zone Radio, is a little brainchild I started with a couple of friends on Blog Talk Radio, including the Brown Sugar Radio Show. It's a bunch of your favorite Blog Talk Radio shows under one umbrella, under one page, and it's just a variety of shows. You never know what you're going to get from each night. Then again, some shows are scheduled in advance, but you can just tune in to Empowerment Zone Radio when you see it in the chat room, and you may get the Sound Off Now show. You may get Brown Sugar Radio. You may get Mingle Zone Net. You may get Sweet D Love, Real Talk, Real Women, Synapticlist. I mean, the list goes on. I think we have like about 16 shows under that profile. So it's just the all-star, you know, network of your favorite Blog Talk Radio shows. And, you know, we're trying to do it in unified numbers and just, you know, spread a little positive knowledge on the Blog Talk Radio airways.
I know that's right. And so definitely come through, y'all. Show some love because we are going to make it happen. And I think this is a great opportunity. And I want to say that that's brilliant of you to even think of something of that sort, you know, to, you know, gain the type of exposure that a lot of the brand new shows that have came to Brown Sugar Radio. So I think that's awesome. Absolutely awesome. The guests are trickling in the chat room. I got to say big ups to all the Brown Sugar Radio loyal listeners. I appreciate each and every one of you. Y'all know I do. I say that word a lot, but I mean it. That's why I say it so much from the bottom of my heart. Now, we're going to go ahead and chop it on up and get into the topic of tonight, which is about Robert L. Johnson, also known as Bob Johnson. Okay, but before we debate on this topic, I want to tell a little bit of history about this brother, because some people may not know who Robert L. Johnson is, okay? So I'm going to make a do what it do, and we're going to break it down for y'all, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Robert L. Johnson was born April 8th in 1946. He is an African-American businessman and founder of Black Entertainment Television, okay? And he's also the former chairman and chief executive officer, all right, of the station. Johnson currently is the chairman and founder of RLJ Development and majority owner of the Charlotte Bobcats, the NBA franchise, along with rapper Nelly and NBA legend Michael Jordan. All right. Now, until December 2006, he also owned the Charlotte Sting, which was the WNBA. All right. However, he gave up ownership of the Sting when the WNBA was unable to find a buyer. The team folded on January 3rd of 2007, and Johnson, you know, pretty much just let that go. All right. Now, in 2001, Robert Johnson became the first African-American billionaire and the first black person to be listed on any of the Forbes World Richest List, okay? Now, in 1979, he left NTCA to create Black Entertainment, all right? We're going to go back a little further in history. This is the first cable television network that was aimed for African Americans. It launched in January of 1980, initially broadcasted for only 2 hours a week, okay? So here we are 11 years later, okay? BET became the first control company listed on the New York Stock Exchange. As of 2007, BET reaches more than 65 million U.S. homes and expanded into other BET-related television channels that make up the BET network, such as BETJ and the digital cable channels BET Hip Hop and BET Gospel. All right. Now, in 1988, Johnson took the company private, buying back all of its publicity stock. And in 1999, BET was no longer a black-owned business. When Viacom bought BET, y'all hold your seats now, for $3 billion, not million, $3 billion, all right? Johnson's 63% stake made him worth over $1 billion after taxes, making him the richest black person until surrendering the title to the Big O. Oprah Winfrey. Then his wife Sheila Johnson claimed much of his billions in the divorce. Johnson continued to be the company's chairman and CEO for 6 years. All right. Now in 2005, Johnson turned over his title of president and chief operating officer of BET to Deborah L. Lee, okay, who was the former BET vice president. All right. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about her, too, because I, you know, want to discuss recently. She's been featured in the news with Michelle Obama, and we're going to get into that a little bit later. But that's just a little bit of history, okay? So those of you can kind of know what we're dealing with and what's going on, and I want you to be aware of what's happening, all right? Welcome all the listeners that are coming through. Ed Lips! You're one of my loyal listeners, Ed Lips. Was one of my very first listeners. You've been hanging with me since, shoot, has it been 2 years now? God, time goes fast.
Ed Lips is a good man. Ed Lips is a good man. He supports my show as well. Good man.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I appreciate the love. But certainly, real quick, before we begin our discussion, I want to encourage each of you. I see a lot of guests in the chat room that have numbers, okay? You don't have an identity. And I love to shout out my listeners, all right? Please, I want to encourage you to create a user account with Blog Talk Radio. It is complimentary, all right? And when you do that, lock Brown Sugar Radio and Sound Off Now into your favorites so that you can be reminded via email when we have up-and-coming shows, all right? Sometimes we have last-minute shows. You want to catch that with the email, all right, with celebrity guests or spontaneous topics, whatever may be the case. Please, I want to encourage you. Log in, create a user account so that you can definitely help support some of the top running shows on Block Talk Radio. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Sound, I pretty much have filled in the listeners on the facts, okay, of his history and his upbringing. And I didn't even get into the Obama scenario. We're going to hold that. Let's just get into right now his history as far as being a black man. Many of you don't know, Robert grew up poor, okay? He grew up in Mississippi to become the first self-made black billionaire in the world, all right? And so what Johnson did was he made a name for himself by focusing on an untapped market, okay, because we didn't have shows that primarily focused on the African-American community, all right? So here we are. We have, you know, various shows now, TV One and so forth, and we do appreciate that. But he didn't come from a silver spoon. He didn't have a silver spoon handed in his, you know, over to him when he was a baby. He came from a huge family, all right? He was the ninth of 10 children to Edna and Archie Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Archie Johnson, who worked at a local battery factory. And he, you know, as I researched the information on Bob Johnson, he said that if you wanted to go to college, you knew that your parents could not pay for it. You pretty much had to make your own way. So
okay.
I do commend him. One thing I want to say, I commend the brother for being an entrepreneur and seeing an opportunity and capitalizing on it and making something small, you know, into a legend, a huge industry now, you know, something that is bigger than life, that's going to last him, you know, even after he's dead and gone. This is going to be something that's going to carry on, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's received a lot of criticism from the African-American community due to, first of all, selling this empire to a non-black owner, and then number two, the remarks that were made with Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So before we get into Obama, tell me your thoughts, Sound, and certainly callers, the second half of the segment, we're going to let you join us with your thoughts right now. Sound and I are going to share ours, and then after the commercial break, we'll pick you up. Go ahead,
okay. One of the first things I want to touch upon, I want to add to a lot of the negative feelings toward Bob Johnson, a lot of the negative stereotypical things that people have thrown this man's way. And I guess you can look at it. Some of it is justifiable, but it all goes back to which sector of BTR as far as the time frame you're talking about. You know, there are two very different periods of BET and the BET format of programming. I mean, Brown, if you look back into the days when the BET network first piloted it back in the mid-80s, if you will, you know, our time, our golden years, we don't want to give out our age tonight, but if you look back into the golden years of BET, very, very raw, very fresh, sort of an innocence, if you will. I mean, it was basically about the music. And I'm talking about the days of Donnie Simpson sitting on the couch and just, you know, having your favorite artist on there and playing the top tracks. And it just really wasn't too much more programming than that. You know, it wasn't movies and it wasn't all the naked videos with the women, you know, and BET After Dark and all of this different stuff. So we're talking about two different periods. Now, if you fast forward to current day, you know, in the past 10 years, 10 to 15 years, I would say, you're talking about a different BET. You're talking about a different BET where Bob Johnson has really, really been criticized for sort of the negative connotations and stereotypical images that he's portrayed in the African American community. And that was another negative knock on Bob Johnson that a lot of people felt like a lot of his success, he flourished by selling low-cost programming, which is BET, of course, that focused on sex, violence, and controversial music, rather than quality shows that explored more enriching areas of black culture. So you know, that was another one of the negative knocks, that he pretty much sold African Americans out in a negative light, you know, to build this empire, this conglomerate, whatever you want to call it. He has a history of exploiting African Americans in some sectors and some views of some people. So I wanted to add that with, you know, what you were saying about a lot of the negative publicity surrounding Bob Johnson. Now, I say that to say this. My take overall, I'm sort of 50-50. I'm in the middle of the road. I'll share with you, Sugar, and we'll share with our guests. When we first started talking about this show, you know, I was kind of livid. I was like, yeah, he sold out. He sold an American, African-American staple, you know, from our culture. BET was more than just a cable net. You know, I was really livid about it. But as I did my research this week and I started looking at some of the numbers, man, I mean, $3.3 billion.
Okay,
that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. $3.3 billion. Yeah, that's a lot of money. So the point I'm trying to make is, you know, you look at the price tag, you look at, hey, $3.3 billion, and this guy's not even slowing down. Most people will take $3.3 billion, and it's a wrap. That's your kids, that's your grandkids, that's your great-grandkids, you know, that's security, you know. But this guy's still pushing. So from an aspect of a black maverick, I guess I would say, you know, a trailblazer, you know, just really not slowing down, you credit him for that. But then you look at the flip side of it is, you know, BET, make of it what you will, it was an African-American icon. It was something unique. It was something, you know, it was pioneer-driven. And if African-Americans want to gravitate toward it and say, hey, BET is all of us, that's a piece of all of us, I don't think you can deny them that right. I mean, Bob Johnson can say, hey, it was my baby, it was designed to make money, but you can't fault the average African-American that took pride in BET being the first cable outlet. You know, there were some other numbers, man, some staggering numbers I'll get to a little bit later, just first by Bob Johnson with the BET network. But I just don't think you can blame people for being a little upset and deeming Bob Johnson is selling out and selling out African-American culture. So that's where I'm at with that. I'll turn it back over to you.
All right, and no problem, because, you know, my whole thought on Bob Johnson, first, I think, you know, brilliant. Second, I think courageous, because during this day, in 1980, we really did not have a lot of positive exposure for, you know, black music artists, or just not even artists, authors, actors, actresses, you know, you name it. And so it's amazing to me that now, you know, we're at a level that's the same as MTV was back then, you know, if not stronger. And I think that it's almost I don't want to say a fad, but it seems as if it's become something that is very popular, you know, for the teenagers, college students, you know, they look at the 106 in Park, all right? It's very, very powerful. Now they have the gospel 106 in Park. All right, thank God, you know, for those of us who want to get that Jesus juice on Sunday morning. Bobby Jones Gospel, just a lot of incredible historical shows that have embraced the black community, all right? My take on it, I wasn't really upset with Bob Johnson until I heard the comment that he made about Barack Obama. Okay, now we're going to go ahead and get into that note. You know, I had heard he was a sellout and all this stuff, and he sold BET, you know, to a non-black owner and blah, blah, blah. But this is my question, all right? Could a non-black owner afford BET? You know, maybe there wasn't a qualified, you know, owner that was black at that time. That's one of my first questions that I want to ask. Was there a qualified owner? You know, but he sold it to, he felt, you know, who would take the company and elevate it and you know, take care of BET in the way
You know what, Brian, I want to interject on that just for a second. To say that were there qualified, and let's just be real, people of cash, okay, let's call it what it is. Because knowing what we know about Bob Johnson, it is about the dollar. Let's just be cut and dry about that. This was a business decision. It wasn't a heartfelt decision. It wasn't a gut-wrenching, you know, oh, this is my baby, this is my pet peeve project that I started. You know, it wasn't that. It was about money. Were there other avenues out there as far as African-American owners? Of course there were. I mean, if you look at the music industry alone, couldn't you picture, say, an LL Cool J, a Mary J. Blige, just a plethora of African-American artists out there today that would have loved to purchase BET. I mean, we're talking about a vehicle to promote your music. Mm-hmm. So of course, you know, there were avenues out there. I just don't think there were a lot of African-American avenues out there to the tune of $3.3 billion. Let's just
right.
be real about it.
Right. And that's
I'm sure there were other offers out there. But uh-huh. I think, you know, again, this was a business venture for Bob Johnson. And I do think the Charlotte Bobcats move, along with Jordan and Nelly and owning an NBA franchise, which I think, again, is a tremendous accomplishment. A tremendous mm-hmm. accomplishment.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the stats we didn't throw out there, Bob Johnson is the only majority African-American owner of an NBA franchise, probably
right.
any sports franchise. So that's another number we'll throw out there. But to say that there were other qualified offers, I think there were. I think
okay.
at his discretion, you know, he wanted to take the best one. So I just wanted to interject with that.
Okay, all right. And so now what we're going to do is we're going to move along to the comment that had a lot of the African-American community furious. All right. Now, in January of 2008, Johnson became the target of criticism for remarks he made to supporters of Hillary Clinton about Barack Obama. Okay. Johnson taunted Obama about his self-confessed past marijuana use, stating, these are his exact words, okay, I want to tell you. As an African-American, I am frankly insulted that the Obama campaign would imply that we are so stupid that we would think Hillary and Bill Clinton, who have been deeply and emotionally involved in black issues, when Barack Obama was doing something in the neighborhood that I won't say what he was doing, but he said in his book, when they have been involved, to say that these two people would accomplish the civil rights marchers, men and women who were hosed, beaten, and bled, and some died. To say and to expect us now all of a sudden to say we are attacking a black man, that kind of campaign behavior does not resonate with me or a guy that says I want to be a reasonable, likable Sidney Poitier. Guess who's coming to dinner?
Okay.
And I'm thinking to myself, this ain't a movie, Sidney. Okay, those are his exact words, all right?
Okay.
Now, the Clinton campaign, you know, pretty much denied the fact that they were commenting and referring to the weed, you know, him smoking marijuana. They said they were referring to Obama's work as a community organizer. All right.
Okay.
Okay. And of course, Obama's campaign in January 17th of 2008, Obama's campaign was Levy Johnson. Basically said that, you know, he was insulted by the remarks. He's one of the campaign organizers, I guess, for Obama, and he was very upset. So then on January 17th, that's when Bob Johnson sent an apology, okay? And he says, these are his exact words, I'm writing to apologize to you and your family personally for the uncalled-for comments I made at a recent Clinton event. Okay, now this event happened at Columbia University in front of a non-predominantly black crowd, all right, mind you. So he goes on to say in this letter to Obama, I made, you know, this comment that I made at the Clinton event. In my zeal to support Senator Clinton, I made some very inappropriate remarks for which I am truly sorry. I hope that you can accept this apology. Good luck on the campaign trail. All right. Then on April 14th, 2008, Johnson made comments to effect that Obama would not be the Democratic Party's leading candidate if he were not black. Now, come on now. Then he says, in support of the prior statement made by Geraldine Farrow, I get tongue-twisted with somebody's names, Geraldine Farrow, he also went on to say, I made a joke about Obama doing drugs. And it's, oh, my God, a black man tearing down another black man. Okay, that was his statement on April 14th, 2008. So to me, it kind of felt like, okay, first they tried to cover it up, and say, oh, no, we weren't talking about him, you know, doing drugs. We were talking about him working as a community organizer. Then on April 14th, he comes out and admits it. I made a joke about Obama doing drugs, and now it's, oh, my God, another black man tearing another black man down. So come on. I mean, do you really believe that his apology was sincere is the first question I want to ask you, Sound. And then, you know, I wonder, do you believe that he was trying to tear him down, you know?
I mean, without a doubt, sincerity with the apology. Bob Johnson is, first of all, an intelligent man, very, very intelligent man, okay? With that type of intelligence, certain comments are premeditated. You sort of know what itch you're scratching when you make certain comments. You know what kind of fires you're going to light.
Right.
So with that, this is an intelligent man. He knew what he was getting into. Even the text of the comment, he was doing certain things in the neighborhood I don't want to really share or talk about. That in itself, you know, is a cloud, is a mystery. That suggests something negative. Of course he wasn't talking about active work in the community and being an activist in the community. Of course it was negative. The format of that text, the way it was delivered, you know, he was doing something I don't want to mention. For most people that hear you say something like that, negativity is going to surround that comment because it's something you don't want to talk about because you know it's negative. So as far as, you know, the sincerity of the apology, I think it's a situation where you put your foot in your mouth and you got a lot of negative press behind it. You got a lot of outrage from the African-American community, which is probably some of your biggest supporters.
And I
think you were just trying to do damage control. I think it was damage control. Make no mistake about it. Bob Johnson is a shrewd businessman, an arrogant shrewd businessman. Comments that he made, and if I could just go over my notes, I'm in the business of making money. Direct quote from Bob Johnson. Another comment that he made is, if I can find it real quick, give me 1 second. This is a quote from Bob Johnson, and he stated this on several occasions. He never started BET to be anything more than a money-making entertainment channel. I never embraced the notion that BET was this great big slice of an African-American pie that solely belonged to the great black society. BET was plain and simple a business that had a great impact on African-American society, but it never belonged to it. End of quote.
Crazy. Wow. If that don't show a true color, you know what I'm saying?
So, you know.
Now, real quick, I want to say this. Remember, I think it was on Wednesday, you had your show on Tuesday, when you were speaking about the Steve Harvey book. And one of the main questions your listeners asked you was, you know, did Steve Harvey truly write this book because he cared about relationships?
Exactly.
Because he cared about couples or women or men, or did he do it just for money? Well, that's the same question I want to impose tonight to the listeners, okay? And we're going to take a quick commercial break in just a moment. But after the commercial break, you are welcome to chime in on it and let us know your thoughts. You know, do you feel that he, you know, designed this to support the African-American culture and embrace it and to empower it, or do you feel it's just all about the dollar bill? Or the billion-dollar bill. You feel, see, he working with some real money.
Basically.
Okay? So, it's unfortunate, some of the things that he said, and I'm not expecting him to be perfect. By all means, you know, none of us are. But when you make, you know, degrading comments, like I know what he was doing in his neighborhood, and then he goes on to say, I'm voting for, I got another comment, another statement that he made. I forgot this one. This was the best one.
Okay.
He states that he wasn't voting for, he says, do not vote for Barack Obama because he's black. This is what he was telling the audience at the Columbia University. He says, you know, many people expect me to vote for Barack Obama because he's black. He says, I'm voting for the best candidate. He says, don't vote because they're a woman. I mean, don't vote because they're black. He says, I am voting for the best candidate, is what he was basically sharing. And I'm sitting here like, what makes you think people are voting for Barack just because he's black. There's white people that voted for him. What are you going to say to that?
Exactly.
You know, there's Chinese people that voted for him. What are you going to say to that? There was gay people that voted for him. What are you going to say for that? He's married. He's a heterosexual. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're not here to judge anybody by any means.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is, you know, I just kind of felt like instead of empowering it and using it as something positive, like, wow, you know, this is a historic moment. We've never had a black president, so why not use that to promote it in a positive manner and say, hey, do you want to help break history? That's how I looked at it. Whenever they advertised it on TV, it wasn't like, oh, vote for him because he's black. It was more so become a part of the movement, become a part of history. We've never had an African-American president before, and, you know, yes, he's black, but look at what he can do. Look at how he can change the country. You know, it was a bonus to me that he was black. That wasn't the primary reason that I voted for him. You know, I wanted to see his credentials. I wanted to see how he did with his own, you know, in Chicago. How did he handle that?
Exactly.
How did he do it? You know, what did he do?
Agree.
Was he holding it down? You feel me? How does he take care of his kids? How does he treat his wife?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got pictures of Barack Obama out there trick-or-treating with Secret Service with his daughters.
Right.
You know, and he made sure that he had a point of Michelle, no matter how busy he was. I read in an interview article that he made time for his wife. They had a date once a week. And just imagine how crazy and hectic his life was, but he still made time for his wife. Those are the things that stood out to me, like, okay, he's family-oriented. You know, he's intelligent. You know, he's educated. You know, he's taking care of Chicago. I was looking at, all, you know, those major things, you know, his views on health care and education. That's what made it important to me. And it almost makes me wonder, was Bob Johnson intimidated to have a man more powerful than him? Does he like being, you know, one of the most powerful black men in the world? But being a president, even though he may not be, even though Obama may not be a billionaire, he still has more power than Bob Johnson.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
I want to address something. PB Graphics Designer, man, what's going on? I'm sitting in your seat tonight, you know, keeping it warm for your brother, you know. I want to address something. PB made a comment in the chat room. Bob didn't sell out. Bob doesn't owe the black community anything. And I agree with that. I agree with that to a certain degree. He doesn't owe the black community anything. But compassion, you know, for what he started, you know, the network BET, and you know, some people just being so compassionate about it, and pride in, you know, the first black cable outlet. I mean, it has to say something, you know what I mean? And I don't think it's about so much about selling out or does he owe the black community anything. I think more what we're talking about is a legacy here. We're talking about a legacy. And we're talking about, you know, your staple in life. You know, you making money, you know, you owning banks, you know, you own an NBA franchise. You know, those are all wonderful accomplishments. You know, $3.3 billion, first black African-American billionaire. Those are all great things by all means. Don't get me wrong. But at the end of your time, man, you know, what do you truly stand for outside of your money, you know, your business ventures, you know, what did you, you know, leave here for the next generation? You know, what can you hang your hat on? You know, everybody has money. You know, not everybody, but there are a lot of people that have money. You know, money is so superficial these days. We all want it. We all desire it. But to me, you know, I look at that $3.3 billion, and again, you know, I say, wow, $3.3 billion. I'm sitting up here, you know, justifying it, but, you know, wow, $3.3 billion. So with that, I say this. You know, at some point you have to look at things in the terms of legacy, you know, and you know, what type of impression you made, you know, on your life and your time on this earth, and what did you leave behind? What will people mostly relate to Bob Johnson when he's gone? And you know, that's why I look at I compare this thing with BET to something like, say, the Kennedy legacy. You know, the Kennedy, first political powerhouse family. I compare it to something of that nature. You know, would they sell out their legacy for any amount of money? You know what I mean? $3.3 billion. And I know it's a unfair comparison, but, you know, that's sort of what I look at it as.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. you know, and certainly we're going to talk about this some more. Welcome all the listeners in the chat room. I got to say thank you so much. I see a lot of new listeners. I do see a caller on the line, and I want to say that I'm going to grab you right after this quick commercial break, so definitely keep it locked. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of listening to those same old boring shows? Do you need a change? Well, come join us weekly, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time. On the live show on Blog Talk Radio, we have the hottest celebrity interviews and the latest updates on entertainment, health, beauty, and fashion, even more. Brown Sugar Radio, recently featured in Web Radio Magazine for representing the best in internet radio. Join us today at www.brownsugarradio.com, where entertainment is extraordinary.
What it is, y'all.
It's your girl, Miss Day County.
In the house tonight with my girl, Brown Sugar, on the hottest show on the internet, Brown Sugar Radio. Make sure y'all keep it locked.
Welcome, everyone, to Lovologist Live. I'm your host, the Lovologist.
Your show is giving me some great tips, some helpful tips on dating as far as being a single brother. And it's helped me a lot.
You prove to people every day that even though I've only known you for, what, a couple weeks now, you've already made an impact. People always think you have to sit up here and work your way into everyone's life. I don't think that's the case with everyone. Sometimes people have that first impact, first day, and that's what it is. So I don't have any emotions about it.
Now you know I got a call to toast my boy in the
bottom. Don't cause laughter. It may cause some tears. But one thing that will happen is that I will not hold back. It'll be raw, ripping, but honest. Tell me, when's the last time you heard that from a man? That is, if you can handle the truth. Tune in Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, LovologistLive.com, where Sunday nights and relationship advice will never be the same again.
Yo, 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 what's up? What's up? This is Troy Taylor, Songbook Entertainment, and I got my man, Trey Songz.
Yeah.
You know what it is, baby. We chilling right here on Brown Sugar Radio. Keep it locked. You know I need a girl. Come on, man. Here's something for him.
Baby, please believe me when I tell you that I need a girl. So come on, pretty lady, won't you holler back? I need a girl.
Club S-O-N. Missy, tell them how hot we are. Slow down, repeat yourself on the break. Tell them again. That's what's up, it's crystal clear. Club SON, the hottest virtual nightclub on the net. Friday nights, 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time. One of the wildest chat rooms on the internet. www.blogtalkradio.com/sound-off-now.
All right, and we are back. I want to say thank you so much for joining us on the live show on Blog Talk Radio. And I see callers on the line who want to chime in on this Bob Johnson, so I'm going to definitely let it loose on Brown Sugar Radio. But before I answer these calls, I want to say I noticed my chat box is split. I don't know what's going on. I just read here, I got a message from Blog Talk, that different users, depending on what browser that you're using, some of you can log on to one chat box or some of you have to log on to another. So I just refreshed my chat screen and ended up in another chat box because okay. I didn't even see PB until Sound. You were like, what's up, PB said that Bob
right.
Johnson don't own the black. And I'm like, where PB at?
Right.
I didn't see PB. And that happened to me last week. My chat box was full and I didn't see any of my listeners until PB was like, Sugar, where you at? By the way, for those of you who are new, PB is my regular co-host, and Sound Off is just Right now he's a guest co-host, and we're chopping it up about Bob Johnson. Did he sell out the black community? All right, so we're going to answer a few of these calls, but certainly please refresh your screen. Just go to your chat box, hit refresh. Maybe that will bring you into the other chat box, because I certainly want to shout out all of my listeners, all right? Now I see a caller that's been patiently waiting here, and I'm going to grab you. All right, let's see. 337, and if he be, I see you. I'm going to grab you next. 337, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening?
Brown Sugar, thank you so very much. Once again, you have brought to us a very enlightening show, a very controversial show, which you do so well. So thank you so much.
Okay.
You do it, we got to keep it popping. You do it easily as well.
Now, 337, what's your first name? Or what name would you like to go by?
Extraordinaire.
Okay, Extraordinaire. Tell me your views on Bob Johnson.
And I have a different view because I see things, personally, I don't want to sound pompous, but Bob Johnson is a victim, as I am, have been, many of us have been, of capitalism. Pretty much in what we have become in America, we're a capitalistic society, and I talk about this in depth in some other show, but the fact is he came, your bio on him, he came from a poor background, and what we've always been taught in America is, you know, is get a good education, make lots of money, okay? He made lots of money. At any means necessary. And mm-hmm. I think we all can agree that one can make a lot of money if you're willing to do something extremely foolish or extremely stupid. I mean, it's a thin line. It is a thin line between intelligent and foolish. It's a thin line between love and hate. It really is. Mm-hmm. So what did Bob Johnson do? He was intelligent enough to know this road to financial wealth and prosperity. I can create a show. There's no show out there blacks. We at a time now. The 80s was a time of crises for black. It was a thirst, not only for black America, but it was a thirst in the country for something else. You had young whites that wanted something else other than Andy Griffith. They were nothing else.
Right.
Bob was, let's give him credit. He seized the moment. You know, we know in business, timing is everything. And if you're in restaurant business, which I am in the background, location is everything. But in his business, timing, he seized the moment. I cannot argue with him there. In the realm of political, I am a political junkie, sweetheart. I watch C-SPAN. I eat and live. I love politics. I love to read. So let me fail on this for you. Let's not fight. Okay. Let's not continue to fight a ghost. The election is over. And to keep bringing up dead meat, look, in politics, it's a rough and tumble. It's like boxing. People say things in politics because, this candidate, I want this person to win. Did Bob Johnson make some statement that he should not have made? They all do. It's the name of the game. Now, and let's not disregard the fact of who he was running against. Had not it been for God sent, and I really think this was a spiritual thing of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton would have won. Let's not pretend he was not running against a formulative candidate. Hillary is a highly intelligent person. Let's not pretend that she was just a nobody. Just a brilliant woman. Not only is she brilliant, she's rich. Not only is she rich, her husband was president. Let's connect the dots and be real about this. So Bob Johnson, who is rich, he's elbowing with the rich. And remember the beginning of my conversation, a capitalistic society. We was born, we really, our ancestors come from Africa. The Indian was here. And it was the British who came and told us that you don't just have to embrace that tree, put your arms around it. I can take that tree and make a dollar with it. And since then, we've been buying it. You're guilty. He's guilty. We all guilty. We have been brainwashed and buying into it. And it's not until it takes this show. Look, I love BTR because great people. We look, the bottle, talking about the genie coming out of the bottle. Mm-hmm. The genie has come out of the bottle now because BTR has opened the doors for great people to communicate in mm-hmm. ways that the current media, the present media, have not seen nor heard. They have some great, fantastic people on BTR. You can't mm-hmm. catch them on Fox News, CBS, NBC, ABC, MSNBC. But,
right.
you know, and those people, if they stay true to your art, true to their art, as you stand true to your art, and just don't even concentrate on how much I can make. See, for me, mm-hmm. it's not all about the money. We've been brainwashed
right.
to always run after that dollar.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So,
exactly.
Let me, I don't want to take up too much time. Look, I'm extraordinary. I'm not pushing mine. Look,
okay.
I'm not pushing
okay.
my agenda or anything, but
right.
I'm not the only deep thinker out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's my
all right,
sense.
But hey,
I
appreciate your thoughts, extraordinaire, and definitely come back on Thursday. Uh-oh, wait a minute, Tuesday night, and I will do the show announcements at the end of the show. But I appreciate your thoughts, and it's good to have the diversity. You know, I don't expect us all to think alike. I see the phone lines are filling up, so I'm going to have to go ahead and go now. But I want to say thank you so much for being courageous enough to stand up and say, look, I think what Bob Johnson did was he was just playing the game, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate your thoughts.
All right. And thank
Thanks
you
a lot.
For
right.
allowing me to be on your show.
All right. No problem. Ooh, I didn't mean to hit the mute button that fast. I'm sorry, babe. I did not mean to do that.
Okay.
PB, this is the man right here. What up, PB? Uh-oh, PB, did we lose you? PB.
Hear me?
Okay, now,
hello?
Wait, you see?
Hello?
There you go.
Hello?
We hear you now. Stay wherever you at. I hear you now.
Good.
All right, well, good. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my regular feature co-host, PB, and my graphic designer. What's up, PB? You got to tell us your thoughts on Black in the Bottle.
You can't be telling the people who I am on my night off, you know, man. I call in to speak my mind. I call in to be a regular. Good. I call in to talk with. I call in to talk with.
Hey, you ain't got no night off with Brown Sugar Radio popping, you popping too. I got to tell y'all something real quick. PB has been with me like full flat tires. He's been down with me, and he has really been a tremendous help to the success of Brown Sugar Radio, okay?
Yes,
and
yes.
I got to give him his props. Stop it. When it was just me and PB on the air, we didn't have no listeners. You feel me?
You know I know.
We was making it do what it do. But go ahead and say your thoughts because I do see a lot of callers and I want to grab them. Go ahead, PB.
Well, you know, I was just simply going to talk about how the whole thing about how society was trying to say that Bob Johnson was wrong about the whole Obama because he supported Hillary instead of supporting Barack Obama. I just want to touch on that. My whole thing is I look at it this way. If you really want to think about it, to me, Barack Obama, he was kind of like a nobody when he just came in the race. He was pretty much a nobody.
Exactly.
Nobody really knew who he was.
Exactly.
So like I said,
exactly.
And if you really want to be legit about it, nobody's saying anything about Oprah. But if you go back and watch the interviews when Oprah had Hillary Clinton on her show, Oprah even stated that if Hillary ran for president, she would support her.
Exactly.
But when Barack Obama came in the spotlight, Oprah's position changed. Nobody's calling Oprah a sellout, so why are we calling Bob Johnson a sellout?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, I want to jump in on that real quick with PB, and I so agree with what he's saying because I'm not ashamed to admit I was an avid Hillary Clinton supporter early on, just as PB said when Barack Obama was a nobody. I chose to get on the Hillary Clinton bandwagon because of her husband, Bill Clinton. I know what I felt like as black people. We knew what we were getting with the Clintons. We knew when Bill Clinton was in office, basically Hillary Clinton was running the country with him then. So, you know, it was sort of one and the same. My biggest thing with this, and I'll wrap this up real quick. My biggest thing with the whole Obama thing and people saying this and that, no one jumped on the Obama bandwagon early when this guy was a nobody. I think what happened is as it became reality and people saw, hey, there's a possibility this guy could really win. Then all of your black pride came out, and yeah, first black president. It's easy to jump on the bandwagon then. But people need to be truthful. When this thing wasn't this close to fruition and really happening, nobody was really on this Obama bandwagon. A lot of people were supporting Hillary Clinton. So I want to just throw that out there.
TV, you're welcome if you want to stay on the line, because I know you're one of my regular, you're my regular feature co-hosts. If you want to hang tight, I see, like, we got a ton of calls. I'm trying to grab them, and it makes me upset when they hang up. So go ahead and hang tight, PB. I'm going to grab these next few callers. Dang it, and I'm a switchboard is acting up. 702, you on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening? Uh-oh. 702? 702.
Okay.
You there?
Okay.
702. Okay, we'll come back to you.
Brown Sugar. Real quick, you got a real, real important comment in your chat room. If you don't mind, I'll read it right quick.
Go ahead.
Soul Rebel for Life chats. The brother who said that Bob Johnson and BET does not owe us anything is a joke. BET came to the black community for ad space. He used black culture to sell ad space. So he does owe us.
Interesting. Wow. Okay. That is an interesting comment. PB, did you want to comment back at that? PB was the one who stated that.
Yes, if I'm live, I would like to say something.
Go ahead.
Am I live? Okay, the only thing I want to say about that is I think that's the problem with us as being African Americans today. We always trying to point a finger. We always trying to say that somebody owes us something. Somebody, like I'm saying, what happened in the past is the past. Move on with your present. Nobody told you to watch BET. If you didn't want to watch BET, you have to watch it. I'm just saying, you made that choice to watch it. For us to sit here and say that man owes us something, that man don't even know that man. I don't even know that man. How can I say he owed me something? He don't owe me nothing.
Right. That's what's up. All right. I don't know if I should go back to the 702, but 646, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening?
What's up?
What's going on? Is this Quay?
It's Quay.
What up, Quay?
How you doing, sweetheart?
Pretty good. I know this topic is getting hot in here. What's your thought?
You know, I got to pop up at the right time, you know.
Okay.
Just coming up to the road.
Hold on real quick, Quay. I just want to tell you, I see the other callers. I have about, five or six more of you holding. Please hold. I know y'all hanging up, but I want to hear your thoughts. Go ahead, Quay.
I got 2 points about this. You know, me being, you know, working in the entertainment industry for all these years, you know, this is a common trend that happens a lot. The first one is, they're saying because he's on a BT, he came to us for ads in our community. Man, I don't agree with that at all. Every station, every network, every person that starts any type of entertainment endeavor comes to our community for sponsorship. But why are they singling out Bob Johnson at this point? The man kept the company in his possession and independent and private for as long as he could before he sold it. I mean, everybody gets to a point where, you know, enough is enough, where they either physically, emotionally, or mentally are no longer capable of maintaining the same level that it takes to run such an entity. I mean, Barry Gordy's the same thing when he sold Motown to Universal. I mean,
right.
I don't see that as being he owes us. No, he doesn't owe us anything. The man gave us, if anything, we owe him. We owe him the support because he dared to create a black entertainment television when no one else would. He dared to come to the community and say, hey, support me on this. If you support me, I'm going to do what I can to give you black entertainment for as long as I can. And that's exactly what the man did. And it got to a point where, whether it was age, health, none of us really know what was his reasoning for really selling the company. But whatever it was, his run was over.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
Go ahead.
No, you know, the other thing is, and this is not to say that he's exactly 100% did everything the right way. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying that we have to stop always singling out the black individual entrepreneur. Like, I'll give you an example. Let's say you got a black person that owns a record company. And this is something that was really public. Like when P. Diddy had his interaction with the Lox, where they were angry at him. because they said that he owned their publishing and so on and so forth. It became a big spectacle. And they said, oh, this man is just, he's so wrong for owning the publishing. Yeah, but every record company executive does that. Not to mention, all he did is give him a contract, right? He gave him a contract. Their lawyer told them not to sign it because it wasn't a good contract, but they signed it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you be mad at Diddy? You signed the contract. You know, it also goes, just you know, what I'm, my whole point of that is just that because he's a black entrepreneur, now we're going to scrutinize him differently than we would a white entrepreneur, you know? And my thing is we have to get away from doing that. What we have to do as a people is we have to really kind of maintain responsibility for ourselves and responsibility and support our people for what they do. Now, obviously, when someone who we consider our peer or someone who's a quote-unquote leader or a pioneer in an industry, you know, and they do something that needs scrutinization from us as a people, then, of course, we should do that. But I just think we do that too freely when it comes to someone who is an entrepreneur of color. I just don't feel the man has done anything to not earn our respect at this point. I mean,
you know, I want to jump in on it, and I so agree with you too, brother, about the man has earned our respect. But I want to play devil's advocate just for a second. I want to start with Berry Gordy, you know, in the selling of Motown. I agree with you totally on that. But one indifference with that is Berry Gordy did sell Motown, you know, African-American. He sort of kept it in that plight. I'm not faulting Bob Johnson again for that. I mean, $3.3 billion is $3.3 billion. Either way you want to stack it up, count it. I think one of the main things outrage in the African-American community is the fact that everything seems to be about a dollar, which these are the times we're living in. That's that man's choice. But one thing I definitely wanted to piggyback off you and I wanted to say is let's make no mistake about it. I don't think we can use health issues or certain reasons why Bob Johnson sold BET. Let's be clear about something. This was definitely a business venture and a business move. I don't think it was about burnout. I don't think it was about health issues. I mean, Bob Johnson owns an NBA franchise, majority owner, mind you. And I think the rigors of running an NBA franchise much more than running BET. And to add to that, hotels, banks, I mean, this was, you know, a serious business venture that opened up the floodgates for Bob Johnson. So I don't think we can so much say health
and
issues.
Know, again, you know, my point wasn't even what his reasoning. My point is his reasoning is his reason, you know, and we really don't have any position to judge him for his reasoning. At the end of the day, it was his
reason
to sell. That's my point. I don't care if
he
was sick. I don't care if he did it because it was profit. I don't care if he did it because of a religious epiphany. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what his reason was. That was his. It was his to sell. Just like if I buy a car and everybody in my neighborhood likes the car that I bought and I decide I don't want it anymore and I sell it. Or if I get a good deal to do something else and I sell it. The neighborhood can't get mad at me because they like
the car. Let me ask you a quick question, Quay. What do you say to the naysayers to say, hey, you know, first, you know, African-American-owned cable outlet, the historical significance of it, you know, this is something that was truly ours. I mean, you have the naysayers in the black community to say, hey, BET was ours. It was ours, and it was sold to the highest bidder, you know, like scrap metal. You know,
all I say is this. I say, yeah, it was ours. And to a degree, what it really was it was our opportunity to see the potential of what we can do as a people. I wouldn't say that attachment to BET in particular is the right position to take.
Mm-hmm.
What I would say is we should be attached to the idea that there can be a BET, that a black man can get up and build and create a BET from nothing. You know, and that's really what we need to attach ourselves to.
Y'all, please hold that thought. I got to grab these other callers because I see a couple have already hung up.
Okay.
704, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening? 704? Okay, maybe they're just calling and missing. All right, let me grab another one. Okay. If you guys are just calling to listen to the show live, please, oh, shoot, it sounded like that person was driving, though. If you're driving, just let me know you're listening. But if you're logged on, let me know your area code, and I won't pick you up off the switchboard, okay? All right. Let's see here. We have a 310. You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. 310?
Okay, they must just be listening as well. All righty then. Well, let me try this one more number. Okay. We got a 702. 702, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio.
702.
All right, well, they must just be listening. Like I said, certainly I lost like three or four callers. They hung up. Please call back in. I want to encourage you. We have about 30 minutes remaining, actually maybe 20 because I have to do my show announcements. Please call in. Speak on it. Don't be scared, y'all, okay?
Right,
if you agree,
right.
Disagree. This is a very controversial issue, and I want to bring it to the table because many blacks have been furious at Bob Johnson, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then you have those that, you know, give him a high five and say, you know, good looking out. So
right.
I want to know your views. I want to know what do you feel, you know, about this controversial issue, all right? Certainly hit us up at 646-716-8697, okay? All right. Go ahead, and if you want to continue where you were at, because it looks like the other callers were just calling into.
Well, look, you know, I just kind of look at it like this. I mean, I do feel that the quality of black entertainment television has degraded a lot since Bob Johnson has left.
Without a doubt, and
that's obvious because of who bought it and mm-hmm. what they've done and their intention behind, you know, the network as it is now. You know, and me
mm-hmm.
being in the music industry, I've been in the music business 22 years, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
you can see, I mean, the early BET was even better than the latter part of BET when Bob sold it.
Exactly,
you know, so even at that point, and this is why I was giving the multiple reasons that I gave of possibilities, because, I mean,
mm-hmm.
if the quality of the show, of the network was decreasing while Bob still had it, there had to be other reasons other than just him selling it for the profit. I'm not just, like, again, my whole point is still, it doesn't matter what those reasons were. They were his reasons to have, and it was his right to sell it, you know.
Okay.
Again, you know, my whole point is I think that what we really should do is really put all of our energy and focus into the real point, is that this man was able to do this, and that we are able to do it if we really want to, and if we
okay.
put our minds together. And if more black people would get together and really join and support each other and build enterprise, and that's something
right.
that we don't have in our community.
Okay. Let me ask you a quick question, Quay. You touched on something very, very interesting. You talked about the quality programming of BET over the years, and that's one of the things Brown Sugar and myself were discussing, the early years of, you know, BET back in the 80s, mid-80s, you know, when it was just Donnie Simpson, The Couch, you know, and your favorite, you know, R&B or hip-hop, you know, artist.
Right.
And then we talk about the latter years, you know, a lot of the negative stereotypes and a lot of the negative programming. What do you say to the naysayers, a lot of, you know, angered people in the community that say different sectors in the media field that Johnson's career has flourished by selling low-cost programming, which is BET, that focused on sex, violence, controversial music, rather than quality shows that explored more enriching areas of black culture? In other words,
okay.
I
got another call. I don't want to lose this caller real quick. They
hang
it up.
Quick.
Hold on real
go
quick. All right. Okay.
Go
719, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening?
Hey, good evening, everybody. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, we hear you.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Sir.
Hey, what was the name of that other black network? It was another guy. He was a lawyer out of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He had a... Do y'all remember his network, Black Family Network? And then he sold his also. You know what I'm talking about?
I vaguely remember, but I'm not.
He was a lawyer. He was on 60 Minutes. I mean, big shot, you know. I think he was not a criminal lawyer, but a litigation lawyer.
Sorry.
I mean, companies and whatnot.
O.J. Simpson lawyer.
No. End up doing O.J. Simpson. No, not at all. It wasn't trial.
I forgot his name already. What was O.J. Simpson's lawyer name?
Cochran.
Johnny Cochran.
No, not Cochran.
No, this guy had it. I can't remember his name, but he had a. It was
Willie Gary. Willie Gary. Derek Rivera. Derek Rivera in the chat room. He chats.
Well, hold on
Gary.
Real quick. 719, can you give us your first name, please, so we'll know how to address you?
Okay, this is Linwood. I'm in Washington, D.C., where it all started.
Linwood. All right, okay. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio.
Hey, I grew up right around the corner from the BET building. He's still sitting here and whatnot, you know. But
wow.
I mean, hey, what can you say about my man, what's his name, the founder of BET, you know? I remember, man. Yeah.
Do you believe that he sold out the black community?
I'm sorry, said that he sold out the black community.
Do you believe that he sold out the black community?
No, he didn't really sell it out. He pimped it, though, like everybody else does. That's just the way it works, you know. He sell it out, I mean, you know, but he pimped it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Suge Knight said it the best. He said, I'm pimping the black community just like everybody else is. And that's our goal, isn't it?
But isn't that where your mama raised you?
So you feel like
mama raised you?
I want to add to that. You feel like you use the black community, you know, the culture, the fashion, the Ebonics, the food.
Right.
He used that entire culture to entice white America.
Right.
Or, you know, get to the next level, whatever.
But he's right about that as well.
And look, please be honest. Do you think he really had it in him to really do something good?
Pray with your race, say something.
If you ever met the man, you see he's just a wild, silly dude, really, basically. You know what I mean? He's just a regular dude made it rich. He had no real long term.
He grew up, you know, he grew up very poor and self-made billionaire.
If you've ever met the guy, you know he's just one generation from the line, welfare line, like most of us. You know what I mean? Like, you got some brothers whose great-great-great-grandmother went to college. You know, how many of us can say, you know, but, man, most of us are just regular people. He just made it big. But, you know, I don't think I could say he could have done, but, like I said, it takes backbone, and people don't understand. Because you got the good idea to do something, don't make it happen. Just think
but
for
do
a
you
minute.
Feel like, let me ask the callers this on the line, but hold on, this 702 keeps popping up. If you're just listening, please just tell me you're listening. I want to grab you, okay, and then I'm going to ask you all a question. 702, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening? 702?
He's going to
take a week on it. Phone issue.
Okay, I guess they just keep listening. But anyway, he may look down on black people like they're not on my level now because the majority of the black population, we're not billionaires. We're not millionaires. A lot of us aren't even 100,000-aires. So do you may think he's kind of uppity now? Now that, you know, he's a billionaire, he may feel like blacks are not on my level no more. I need to, you know, associate myself with white America. Do many of you feel like that on the line right now?
Ma'am, that's
that?
A natural feeling. That is that can have. You got to actually fight against that feeling. Like I said, if you come from nothing, and like a Vernon Jordan and my man Johnson, them guys came from nothing, man. I mean, we're poor than I did. I can't even say I grew up poor. I grew up right there, you know. And most people, once they reach that level, they are condescending to the poor blacks. But then again, I'll be honest, it's natural.
Hold on. Let me just jump in here for a second.
Go ahead.
Let's say one thing here. I don't think Bob Johnson looks down on the poor black community. If anything, he's looking down on poor people, period.
That's what I'm saying.
Once you get to a certain financial level, the only color you recognize is green.
Dark green.
I don't really think it's so much of a he's going to look down on black people or think he's a better black person. I think
To answer her question, yes, he does look down on black people and white people and whoever else is poor. Yes.
Exactly.
It's natural.
I'm not here to say that the quality of that man's character. I don't know him to know his character. But I can say in general that most people, black, white, Spanish, Indian, whatever, when they make a certain amount of financial security and success, they tend to look down on those that haven't done it. And that has nothing to do with race. It just has to do with I have it. It's more of rite of caste at that point. So, you know, that's my whole point of even why I jumped on this, too, is I want to get people away from the whole isolating black people, because this is about that. This is a decision.
If I could jump in right quick, one thing I think everybody you need to keep sight of is the fact of the evolution of change, and the evolution of change that's followed by that dollar bill. I mean, if you go back and you go through your history of BET, Black Entertainment Television, as I was saying earlier, you can look at the early years of programming, you know, as they progressed in the success of that network. Bob Johnson changed programming. He changed the way he did things with BET. And again, you have a lot of the naysayers that say he sold blacks out with a lot of the negative programming on BET, you know, sex, violence, you know, controversial music. Exactly. And that's what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the sectors of change. People change. Bob could have got into this venture early on, as you both just said, you know, making money and being running a successful enterprise and been a certain individual back then. But we all know money and success can change you. And to answer Brown's question, I can't find it too far-fetched to say, hey, maybe he does look down on certain individuals that, you know, are not on a certain level that he is or once was. So, I mean, I don't think that's too far-fetched. I really don't.
Right. Okay, we got another caller on the line, gentlemen. All your thoughts are awesome. I just don't want to lose any more callers.
But really, who want to be around poor-ass niggas? Let's be honest. Could we get off the chain?
Okay, let's get this call
443, you on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening? 443.
Come on now.
Hey, what's good? This is Jake from Street Smart Magazine. You know what I'm saying? Just comment on the topic of the night. And I really don't know Bob Johnson to really, you know what I'm saying, judge or pay judge that man to say what he did, if he looked down on people or not. But, you know what I'm saying? Like my man was saying, once you reach a certain financial security, you know what I mean, when you get very wealthy, you know what I'm saying? I feel as though there's some people that, you know what I mean, they're going to press up on you, and you're either going to get down or lay down. So, you know what I mean? Sometimes it ain't up to you. You know what I'm saying? When them people press up until they want to take over the business, you're going to have to get down or lay down, and that's just what it is.
Right. And I appreciate your thoughts on that.
I tell you what, he's touching on a good point. I want to expand that point, which is the next thing I was going to say. One, the two issues of this. One, if he used exploitation networking shows and exploitation programming or negative programming, people could have chose not to watch it. Because at the end of the day, as a network, he was impartial to the quality of the show. All he was is just like a record company that puts out music. They're impartial to the quality of music. They put out whatever you're going to buy. If he was getting the most viewers from the negative programs, then he's going to keep giving the negative programs. If people as a people said we want to put all our viewing attention into the positive shows, it would have been a network of positive shows. There is an impartiality there. The second point that I want to make up is what the brother was just saying about get out or lay down. He's got a point in the sense that anytime you're a brother, you from the old neighborhood, we all coming from the hood, we was poor, we came up, we hustled our way out the hood, well, now we got a little success. You can't go back to the hood.
You know what? I so agree with what he's saying. You know, the funny thing about the whole BET Bob Johnson fiasco is this. You know, there are a lot of firsts with this situation. People can say, oh, Bob Johnson sold us out. Bob Johnson, you know, we had the first, you know, Black Entertainment Television Network, you know, African-American. That was a first. I get that. But I want to just share a couple of other firsts and reasons why you can't knock Bob Johnson for this move. I can give you three reasons why you cannot knock this move by Bob Johnson. $3.3 billion, okay?
Y'all are funny. We got some more callers on the line. I got to grab these other callers.
Okay,
580, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening?
Hi, how you doing? This is BC.
How you doing, DC?
I'm doing good, my dear.
It's getting hot in here, ain't it?
it's getting too hot. You know, we beating up on Bob Johnson, right? And I just heard somebody just said that they're not going back to the hood and so on and so forth. We come out the hood.
Okay.
You go right down the street on the west side or whatever. You don't go back in there. So what's the difference? It's no difference.
Okay.
Right.
Right? So why?
We saying that.
Yeah, but my thing is, right? You know, for me personally, I don't know Bob Johnson. I don't know none of them, you know. I came from a poor background. I sit out here and I make what I have to do to take care of myself and my family. To hell with Bob Johnson. I can care less. See, we sitting up in here worried about the wrong thing, you know, worried about Bob Johnson, right? Did I grow up with him? No. Did you grow up with him? No. You know, worry about what pertains to you right now.
Actually, what we talking about because he's a famous Negro, man.
He's a what?
He's famous. He's famous. That's what we're talking about. But I understand what you're saying.
No, you know, to be honest with you, brother, the people who are on the phone here actually aren't beating Bob up. We actually kind of supporting Bob. And
well, I support
we're
him.
Saying that we're saying the same thing you're saying. We're impartial to it. He did what he did. That was his business. Nobody should be hating on him for it. You know, that man made business decisions that were right for him and his family and his team.
That's
and
what
his,
all about.
And that's what business is all about. And that's what we're saying. That's the whole point is, you know, we as a people have to get away from that hateration. We always got hate in our blood. That's that slave mentality that we can't seem to get away from. Because if a white guy makes a similar business move and sells his company out when it was local and people felt like they were part of it, nobody complains.
Look how many millionaires he made.
But you know what?
Look how many millionaires he made.
But you know what? You know what? I have to jump in on that because
look how many millionaires he made.
That's such a poignant point he just made. If a white person did it, and I think that's the backdrop of this discussion tonight and why Brown Sugar brought this to the forum. We're talking about Bob Johnson and not whether it was the right move for him to sell out or sell BET out because it was the first African American cable outlet, whatever. You know, I think you can equate this to something like, let's say, Elvis Presley and Graceland. Would Elvis Presley put a price tag on Graceland and sell that out from under his family name? I think you can sort of equate it to that, and I think that's what the backdrop of this conversation is about. We can talk about.
They say he wouldn't have. They say he wouldn't have, but it was his wife that really was. You know, he was dead. But they said if Elvis was alive, he'd be rolling. He would be really upset. That's what they say.
It's easy to say that when the man is already dead, though.
I know. If Elvis was alive, he would have been upset that Michael Jackson married his daughter, too, because he hated niggas. But, I mean, you know.
Okay.
Y'all do what? I got to grab one more. I'm going to actually start winding down now, but I got another caller I want to hear their opinion.
I'm out. Y'all stay up. Good evening.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you. 216, you on the air with Brown Sugar Radio.
What's happening?
216?
Yeah, hello? Can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
I hear you now.
Oh, okay.
Caller.
Hey, well, the thing is that, like the caller said earlier, I think it was 506 who said that, Bob Johnson, all right, fine. I mean, he is who he is. He got $3 million. I don't know him from Adam. I mean, it ain't changed no money in my pocket. It ain't changed nothing else that's going on. I mean, so what? If you had the chance to get $3 million in your pocket, plain and simple, would you go for it or would you worry about the people who ain't putting no money in your pocket? You got to provide for you and yours. They ain't going to provide for you at all. So you got to do what you got to do. And if that's what it took for you to have to do, it didn't hurt nobody. It didn't kill nobody. It didn't mess with nobody else's lives. How? Mm-hmm. And
so
you don't know what this – you don't even know what this white man is going to do.
For real. Let me ask you this, caller. 216, let me get your first name. How do you want me to address
Lavelle.
You? Lavelle. Oh yeah, this is a good buddy of mine. All the callers.
Yeah, you know it's
I didn't know if you wanted me to say your name on the air. I knew who you was, but I didn't want me. Okay, but Lavelle.
No
anyway, quick question. I want to know: do you feel that he pretty much finessed the black culture? Okay, as far as you know, the way we dress, our music, our style, our just everything about the black culture. Pretty much pimped it, as some others have said, you know, earlier, in order to make money. And I think that's why some of the listeners are angry, because they feel like he pimped the black culture. Do you feel that way?
Honestly, no. I don't feel he did that. I mean, my thing is this. Everyone has their own opinion. You can get – it's just like this. You can actually get opinions from anybody else that you want to, okay? And if they chose to follow, him and believe in him and do what he want, what he believed was right, and say, okay, well, yeah, this is a guy who's going to be upstanding right for us. That was their decision to make. They made a mistake. Mm-hmm. They followed somebody who wasn't, you know, who wasn't all there, so to speak. And he ended up selling the community. He ended up, what everyone else said, selling the black community out to a white man. Okay, you can be mad. You can be mad at him all you want, but be mad at yourself because you chose to look up to him. It was a mistake. Now you learn from it.
Right.
You know, if I could jump in, I want to make one quick point, and I know, Sugar, we don't have that much time left. You know, we sit up and we talk about Bob Johnson, you know, selling BET and all of this. But, you know, we really have to take a look at the list at a lot of the other accomplishments this man has made with the selling, you know, of BET. I mean, we're talking about the first African-American majority owner of an NBA franchise and probably any professional sports franchise, okay?
Right.
We're talking about the first African-American billionaire, okay, because of this deal. We're talking about the first black-owned company ever on the New York Stock Exchange. So there are a lot of, you know, positives in this as well. And the last point I want to make real quick is, you know, we're sitting up bashing Bob Johnson and we're talking about BET and him selling BET and all this. You know, something we really should be outraged about, something right here in Atlanta. The King Center, the Martin Luther King Center, you know, once owned by the King family, you know, a bigger, bigger, greater legacy than BET could ever dream to be. You know, no longer, you know, the family owns the rights to the King Center. You know, because
right.
of financial reasons and, you know, not running proper business, the state owns that facility now in Atlanta, Georgia. A lot of people don't know that, but the King Center is no longer an entity of, you know, the Martin Luther King family. So, you know, let's really be outraged about, you know, some things worthy of being outraged over other than something, you know, as insignificant as this. So I want to throw that out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with that totally. I agree with that totally. I mean, because, I mean, he's done a whole bunch of good things. And
exactly.
Now you're going to crucify him for this, you know, badass, and then he probably done it, other badass. I mean, you look at I'm going to bring up a white man. You look at George Bush. I mean, nobody likes him for the way that he's been put the economy into all kinds of perspectives. Now you look at Barack, like he's just a savior of all mankind. And yes, I'm glad that a black man has actually became president. But they're really just sitting here bashing him because they still think that he's making bad decisions. So this is the same thing that you just now made about Bob Johnson. He's done all these great things, but the moment you remember he does something bad, all of a sudden he's just a bad man all the way around, and that's just not fair.
Mm-hmm. I agree totally. You know, the bottom line, and I said it earlier, $3.3 billion is $3.3 billion. And I don't think there's any one of us on this line, anybody in this country, that would have turned down $3.3 billion and holding the title the first African-American billionaire. I'm sorry. I don't think too many people that would have turned
me.
That down.
Man, if you want to, but not me.
Okay. Well, I certainly on that note got to say thank you so much, Lavelle, and I mean all of the other callers still on the line. I see more callers coming through, but I've got to get to my show announcements. I've extended the show twice, and so I got to call it a wrap because my kids sitting here looking at me crazy. I want to say, yeah, they probably like, look, Mama, now your show only an hour, okay? But I do appreciate each and every one of you voicing your opinions, having the courage to speak up whether you disagree or not. And, you know, this is something that's very touchy to many. I mean, there's some callers that think, hey, he sold out for the white man and he trying to act white. Then there's some that say, hey, he's ambitious and, you know, it's all about making opportunities for yourself. So I do appreciate you all calling in tonight. And thank you so much, Lavelle, for showing Brown Sugar Radio some love.
Of course, all right. Always.
Okay, if you want to continue holding, you can. I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute because I have to go over my show announcements for tonight. But before I do that, Sound, I want to shout out the listeners. The chat room is off the chain.
Yeah, really.
Tonight.
Really, it is. Really, it
I mean,
is. Really.
I've missed some. Y'all know I normally like to shout y'all out. And yeah. I want to say that the callers that I missed and all of, because I see there's still callers on the line, but I can't take no more right now. But definitely for the listeners that are still in the chat room, I want to shout you out. We have the Literacy Diva. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. Guest 7445. Guest 744. Is that 6? DJ Shaheem, Angel Eyes, One of Many Men, Derek Revere Show, Lois Wilson, 88. Then we have guest 7184, Two Chicks and a Mic, The Gay Mentor, Pocket,
What's up, Pocket? Y'all know that's my sister. A Beautiful Flower, guest 7047, guest 7042. Sound Off Now is my guest, co-host. Ed Liss, loyal listener, been with us since the very beginning of time. Then we got PB, is my graphic designer and regular feature co-host for the show. And so I see a lot of guests in there with numbers. Street Smart Magazine, I want to say thank you. Intimacy and Love, thank you for joining us tonight. Anyone else that I missed? I know we had Tanya Real Talk Real Women in the chat box earlier. Refresh your chat box, because earlier I had two separate chat boxes going, and it's because of your browser. So certain browsers can only enter certain chat box. I was reading on Blog Talk. But if you hit refresh, you should be able to join us, okay? I definitely want to make sure that I grab all of my listeners, okay? If I didn't shout you out, big up for coming through tonight. Before I end sound, do you have any final words? And then, PB, I still have you on the line. You're welcome if you have any final words. Go ahead, sound. You go first.
Just a great, great, great show, and I'm just so pleased to see that your number's up there in the 20s. This is just like the old days of Brown Sugar Radio, but great, 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 great topic. And, you know, those that came in late, please get the archive. Great, great, great show.
Okay. All right, Sam. Well, y'all can check him out. Is it Mondays and Wednesdays your show airs?
Tuesday. Tuesday's 10 p.m. Eastern, Sound Off Now show. All poets and spoken word artists, come check me out Tuesday. We're having the SON Slam Fest 09, a poetic explosion, I'm sorry, in Club SON Friday night, 12 midnight, hottest virtual night spot on the net.
All right. Yes. All right, Sam. Well, thank you so much for coming through tonight. And I appreciate you. You're always there for me, so definitely continue to do your thing on your show, all right? And we have the, what is it called, the show with all the top shows on Blog Talk Radio, your project.
I'm sorry. Empowerment Zone Radio. Empowerment Zone Radio, a lot of your favorite Blog Talk Radio shows under one profile page. Empowerment Zone Radio. You never know what you're going to get when you see the logo. Tune in. It could be Sound Off Now, Brown Sugar Radio, Real Talk, Real Women, Synapticalist, just a plethora of shows, great, great shows on Empowerment Zone Radio.
All right, y'all. So definitely check that out, because you can catch us there as well. Thank you so much, Sal.
Okay, no problem.
All right. Okay, and PB, you have the floor. Any final words for tonight's show? TV, you got yourself on mute?
Oh, okay, here you go, okay. My bad.
There you go, we hear you now.
Now, somebody in the chat said, people from the hood. I'm not from the hood. I just keep it real, that's all.
Okay, you're like, I ain't from the hood. Oh, and speaking of PB, now, many of y'all think PB's name stands for peanut butter. No, it's for Pine Bluff, okay? And I want to tell you, yesterday on BET, did you see them kids from Pine Bluff, Arkansas, doing their thing?
Represented.
They were on the down. I thought of you. I was like, what? Pine Bluff is in the building.
All right, now, quit tripping.
I was like,
quit tripping. Okay,
all right.
You on there. Quit tripping. Quit tripping.
Final thoughts, PB.
Okay, final thoughts. I just check Brown Sugar out on Twitter, www.twitter.com/BrownSugarRadio. I'm going to type it in the chat. Sugar, go ahead. You got it.
Okay, and do the MySpace, too.
Oh, www.myspace.com/brownsugarinvegas. I'm typing all that in the chat room.
All that. In the chat room. All right, keep it locked. Much love. Like I said, we made it to the front page. Did you see that, PB? Our show doing big things popping.
Hello.
Yeah, y'all check it out. Check it out. So definitely we want to get that top spot again on Blog Talk Radio. Becoming a regular featured show again. Y'all know we the livest show on Blog Talk Radio. We keep it all the way live and all the way real. And so I'm going to go ahead and go over our show announcements for tonight. For the upcoming week. Good grief. But it's been real, and I got to tell you, it's been fun. And my final thoughts on Bob Johnson, you know, I want to say in one word, I'm amazed. That's the only thing right now that just comes to my mind, amazed by that man, the brilliance that it took to become a billionaire, that's not easy. That's not an opportunity that many of us get to capitalize on in our life. Do I feel that he sold out the black community? You know, I can't really answer that. I really can't, because I don't really know that much about him. I know what I've read, and I know the views of others, but I do know that if any of us had an opportunity to, you know, own our own business and to become successful, by all means, if God blessed it to be $100,000 a year, you know, or $500,000, half a million, a million, billion, trillion, you know, what you do with that is your gift back to God. You know, and I've always read, there's a statement that I used to read all the time, is that your gift to God is your life. Okay, no, your gift from God, excuse me, is the life he gave you. But your gift back to God is what you do with that life that he gives you, okay? So if you want to empower people, when you have that kind of money, one thing I want to research on is how much has he invested back into the black community. That's why I say I really can't answer that, because there may be things that he's done that he did not boast or brag about, you know? He may have donated to, you know, children in Africa. We don't know. But by all means, I want to say that I am amazed, okay? And so we're going to go ahead and get into the show announcements for these upcoming weeks, okay? All right. Now, y'all know on Brown Sugar Radio, we keep it fun and relaxing. All right, we want to make sure that, you know, you can call in, chop it up with us, be yourself, do yourself, right? So I've had some emails, because I always ask my listeners, call at your girl, let me know what it is that you want to hear on Brown Sugar Radio, okay? Now, believe it or not, I have had several requests about Tupac. So I actually wrote the listener back, and for those of you who want my email address, you can holler at your girl at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com, okay, for any questions, suggestions, comments, who you'd like to see on the show, because, you know, we have a lot of celebrities that come through, show Brown Sugar Radio some love, all right? Just getting a hold of them and their busy schedules, but we do have some surprise guests coming up for you. But Tupac was one of it, and I wrote the listener, and I said, what do you mean, Tupac? What is it you want to hear? And they said they believe Tupac is alive. Okay? Now, that listener is actually in the chat room, and I don't know if you want me to say your name, so I won't, but they said they believe Tupac is alive, okay? They wrote me. So, that's going to be our discussion, all right? Do you believe Tupac is alive? It's been 13 years since September of 1996. We've heard many theories and seen various blogs, pictures, and videos indicating that the greatest rapper of all time, in my opinion, is still alive. Share your thoughts on this controversial life and death analogy of Tupac Shakur, okay? And that's going to be on Tuesday, May 12th at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, all right? So those of you who can't come through and holler at your girl, if you're too tired, you're on East Coast time, let me know, and just check out the archive segment. But I really would love for you to be live. I want to get your opinions and your thoughts. Do you believe Tupac is alive? Now, I'm switching the show to Tuesday, okay, because I'm going to be out of town these next two Thursdays because I have some out-of-town events. Big up to Pocket. She's graduating from the state of Arizona, getting her college degree. And guess what? Pocket, you got to call in and tell this now. Barack Obama is going to be at speaking to my sister's graduating class. Can you believe it? Y'all say, shut up. I'm telling you, big things is popping. Hey, Mingle Zones Network, I see you in the chat room. Thank you for coming through. I see you there. So, I mean, hey, I ain't mad at you, girl. Just take plenty of pictures for your sister. Shoot. All right, then we have on that following Tuesday, May 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we're going to do a show on Can You Handle an Open Relationship, all right? Many were shocked when Will and Jada Smith, it was reported now that they have an open marriage, okay? In a candid interview with UK Magazine, Reveal was the name of the magazine, Will Smith suggests that having an open relationship is one of the secrets to their success. Will allegedly told the magazine that he asked his wife, Jada, for permission to have sex with other women, and only if she approved, all right, then he will go ahead and, you know, engage with another woman. This is according to MSN. I also found it on BET. Now, you know your girl Brown Sugar does her homework, okay? I gotta check it out because I don't want no false stuff on here. I have found some confirmations stating this was reported and he confirmed it. I will also provide links, okay? What's up, your big girl, BG? I see you coming through Brown Sugar Radio. Thank you for checking us out tonight. Anywho, May 19th is going to be the date for this controversial topic. As we discussed, can you handle an open marriage or relationship? Can you stand the test of time? All right? So certainly check us out on Twitter. Check us out on MySpace. I also have a Facebook account. Holla at your girl there. And definitely, if you have any show topics that you would like to speak on, email me at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. And I definitely want to hear your thoughts, okay? Now, also, too, please don't forget to rate the show. Please, please, please don't forget, rate the show. I truly, truly, truly want to get your thoughts, make a comment. Let us know what you think, okay? I want to hear from you. So as soon as the show is over, I need you to do me a favor, all right? All of you who are in the chat room tonight, please rate it, okay? With a 4-star, 5-star, shoot, if you felt the show was a 1, keep it real. Let me know your thoughts, all right? It's important that I hear from you and I get feedback. Also, if you are interested in becoming a Brown Sugar Radio sponsor or to join our promo team, all right, because we're expanding on bigger and better things, certainly get at us. You know the email, brownsugarradio@yahoo.com, and y'all know that's sugar, S-U-G-A, all right? Let me know, okay? And I'm telling you, God will bless you, all right? He will bless you for your efforts. Yes, this is for volunteers, okay? But as we gain more sponsors, you know, your girl Brown Sugar will be able to put something in your pocket, all right? We ain't got the $3 billion Bob Johnson guy. But, hey, you got to start somewhere, right? So it is what it is, and I just got to say that tonight's topic certainly was incredible. And if you're just now tuning in, I see a lot of listeners just now joining us. We're getting ready to wrap the show up. But it was awesome. Go ahead and hit that rewind button. And, oh, you know what? I got a sound effect for that. This is cute, y'all. Look. There you go. Hit that rewind button and check out Brown Sugar Radio from the very beginning, the archive segment, and let us know what you think about Bob Johnson. All right? Well, it's been nice. I'm going to have to call it a close for tonight. And thank you, Mingle Zone. You're down. What, you're down for being a promo team member or a sponsor? Let me know what you think, Mingle Zone Network. Anyway, holla at your girl. Let me know your thoughts. And we're going to go ahead and close for tonight. And definitely next Tuesday, y'all keep it locked on the liveest show on Blog Talk Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Y'all make it a great night.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics, the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can get a sensual seduction.